talking with Tyler Norvell, of course, Vice President for Public Policy for Oklahoma Farm Bureau. You've just had a chance to meet with your delegates as you get ready for the delegate session, which actually is what starts Tuesday morning.
That's right.
Here at the AFBF meeting. What are some priorities in your mind for Oklahoma's delegate body that'll be representing the grassroots?
Yeah, the main issue that's going to be debated that Oklahoma is concerned with is national farm policy. What are we going to do in the 2012 Farm Bill with direct payments, revenue assurance programs, crop insurance, things like that? That's what dominated the conversation within our group. That's what's dominating the session throughout the American Farm Bureau Board of Directors. It is the talk of the convention.
So, you know, when you alluded a few minutes ago when we talked earlier to this quote from Senator Grassley, that the direction that Farm Bureau ends up going on direct payments, for example, could set the tone for the Farm Bill debate nationally.
Absolutely. American Farm Bureau has over 6 million members nationwide. We're grassroots, but, yeah, they're looking to us to see what we're going to do as a national organization, what stand we're going to take on the Farm Bill, just like with Congressman Lucas where he's at. The nation was looking at Oklahoma Farm Bureau where we set our policy on the Farm Bill as a state.
What are the, I guess maybe, where's the borders on this thing? In other words, where within the extremes will the discussion take place?
I think you'll see the extreme be that we are opposed to direct payments or willing to give them up to a statement that says we support the traditional direct payment program and DCP program.
And, of course, for Oklahoma, you kind of had a little bit of both. You indicated support for direct payments. That was inserted in your discussion in the afternoon there in Oklahoma City. But then you came back and you had a very strong statement regarding these other programs, like an ACRE-type program.
Yeah, and that we support direct payments as part of a revenue assurance program, just like they do in ACRE now, and that we are not opposed or we do not support the elimination of direct payments, and that's a definite stand Oklahoma is going to take. If any of the I states or other states that have passed policy that say we oppose direct payments and support their elimination, we will oppose that statement in our policy.
How does crop insurance figure into this? Obviously, we've already seen a huge cut in crop insurance, quote unquote, this last year through that renegotiation the USDA had.
Yeah, that's kind of, you don't want to take any cards off or show any cards or take anything off the table, and crop insurance has already been cut, you know, over $6 billion in SRA, and that's not going to be considered whenever they say, well, if the Farm Bill and the baseline of the Farm Bill has been cut X amount of dollars, that $6 billion is not going to be included. But our members have spoken, they're strong supporters of the crop insurance program because it provides that downside risk protection, and we're going to continue to fight to keep the subsidies where they're at and make the crop insurance companies viable so they can provide us with an affordable product.